Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Oh, don't you just love the procession of the nobles by Rimsky-Korsakov, Mladja? I just thought it was only fitting to highlight our veterans, a tribute to veterans, and to our everyday heroes. Oh, it just gives me a thrill when I see in my mind's eye the procession of all of these noble people contributing so much, giving back to their lives by contributing their life so that you could enjoy yours. Unsung heroes quietly making a difference in people's lives. Okay, install updates. You know, I keep getting these windows, and I have McAfee as my protection, and, you know, I really get involved in my openings, and I go, oh, now what? All right, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. How do you give back? Do you volunteer? What do you do to bring joy into other people's lives? But I first have to ask you, are you a joy to live with? And it was on Tuesday, November 10th, when we did a tribute to veterans. If there is to be peace in the world, it must begin with each one of us individually. It must begin with me, you, you, and you. And no matter where you are, what are you thinking right now? What are you thinking right now? But first of all, before you could bring joy to anyone in the world, you have to be a joy to live with. Are you a joy to live with? Do you have a story that you'd love to share with me about what you've done that made a difference, maybe, in just one person's life? You don't have to change the whole world. But if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Can it begin with you? Can you take that little baby step? I do so much behind the scenes. I don't talk about it. I just do it. And you see, when I get an idea, I'm reminded that ideas are funny little things. They won't work unless you do. And when I perform an act of kindness, doesn't matter what it is, I don't talk about it. I just simply do it. And, oh, it is such a good feeling. And that's what keeps you young in heart. And, you know, America has this stranglehold on youth. It's a great time of life. Dancing hormones, pierced ears, pierced tongues, purple and yellow hair. We don't care. We know that it's just a passing phase. And we know that if you're 20 years old or a teenager, you're bulletproof. Of course, you don't have the maturity you haven't had. You haven't experienced life. But unfortunately, there are so many of you out there that have the resources and the ability to help so many people. And yet you don't. You see, when your day of reckoning comes, it doesn't matter how much money you have. What matters is, what did you give back to the community? What did you give back to life? Are you an everyday hero? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? And in life today, it is just simply three great essentials to happiness and joy. Someone to love. Something to do. Something to hope for. But let's bring it closer to home. Something to do. What can you do that will make a difference in someone's life? Can you be an unsung hero, quietly making a difference in people's lives? Oh, I have, but I don't talk about it, and I still do. And I have to tell you, when I leave the house, I make sure I have enough money to contribute to a homeless person. Anyone that I see that's asking for, I just give it. I don't ask anything. I just simply give it. What do you do? Come on, weigh in. Tell me how great you are. Tell me about how quietly you're making a difference in someone's lives. 347-637-3789. And if you want to know how you could be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, this powerful radio, this show, it's eclectic. Skype. Let's see. Let's just cancel that out. I don't know what that's doing there. Not responding. There you go. Possibly someone is attempting to get me on Skype, which I do not subscribe to. But let's go back to quietly making a difference in people's lives. What can you do and feel good about it? And you're not asking for any payment in return. You're volunteering. You're giving back because life has been so good to you. Do you want to be part? Okay. No, I don't have to. McAvee, come on. There we go. What have you done that will make a difference? Now, if you want to be part of the Life with Kathy radio show, internet radio that just circles the world, the consortium, you could email me at Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I. I have offered an introductory offer. It is sponsor-driven, but I really don't think of my sponsors as sponsors. They're my partners in getting the message out to all of you that are just sitting back, knowing how to work the system, and expect life to take care of you. Then maybe you just keep listening to my show. And perhaps at some point, you will get an aha. So here's the deal. You email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net and tell me your story. What have you got? You know, I don't know the purpose of your business, your service, your product. Do you have a book? Do you have I have no idea. Do you have an invention? Is it going to change someone's life? Are you going to feel good about sharing? Sidebar. Get the book Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. 14 of us bared our soul. We got through the abyss. We were in the valley. We were going through trials, tribulations, tragedies, disappointments, setback, roadblocks, but we overcame that. And now we stand on the mountain with our dream standing in our hand, holding in our hand our dream. It just wasn't poof, poof. Get the book, Nonfiction, at authorhouse.com. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in our victorious achievements. And they're just ordinary people. This is not Hollywood. Although I love theater. Of course, you know you could tell that. I love being on the stage. And I love sharing with you other people that had the guts because they wanted the glory of knowing that maybe someone in this world read their story and got the aha. You see, in life, you're not alone, unless you choose to be. Everything in life is choice, choice, choice. Choice, choice, choice. And you're going to hear more about the unsung heroes quietly making a difference in people's lives. Are you going to be one of them? Now, it's a 10-week introductory offer. I help you, if we resonate, I help you with your commercial, and then guess what? You're invited to host your own show. Of course I'm going to guide you. No loose cannons. It's a learning curve. Don't you get it? That internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. After the show's over with, it is going to be archived. I send the link to you. I send it to all of my people in my email database. I ask them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. And within minutes, you have circled the world. How sweet is that? And, oh, by the way, yes, there is a fee. But remember, darlings, if you went to a radio station and said, I want you to tape a half hour of my show, you're looking at thousands and thousands of dollars. Not with me. This is how I give back. But it's not free. There are no free lunches. I have to see how empowered you are to make a difference not only in you, but in other people's lives. Now, you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the Z buttons. Oh, in Chicagoland, they're celebrating 400 years of Shakespeare. Roger and I have the original play, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. We would love to entertain you. And, of course, rates are individually assessed. It's a new genre in fundraising. Be one of the unsung heroes, quietly making a difference in people's lives by underwriting Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare, and then donate all of the proceeds to your favorite charity. But people don't have to know who you are, because you know it in your heart that you have made a difference in the lives of every human being that walks in to the theater, the auditorium, to hear Roger Plummer's beautiful voice and Kathy Watson reciting Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. And my glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one day, two of the sonnets. Then scroll down and look at the books, The Elixir of Youth, ebook and soft copy. You will absolutely be mesmerized because there's secrets, techniques, my methods. All natural. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secret to the fountain of youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now, no costly equipment. No costly operations. My methods are, I told you, all natural. 7 decades in development and research. You want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. Get the book. Scroll down. Choices, I've already told you about that. That's at Author House. The Elixir, you could only get it through me. You know how to reach me. And then The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa. And Tom, Tommy, of pure intent, rest in peace. I had 13 years of a great time having Tom be a co-author and working with him on other projects. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And he was only 54. Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Scroll down, 101 great ways to improve your lives. 101 of us shared with you on their trials and tribulations. They're unsung heroes, quietly making a difference in people's lives. And how did they do it? By sharing their story with you to help you through the abyss. Amazon.com and self-growth. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men. Feel the energy. They're giant titans coming together to inform and create a better world. Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers, the Dom Perignon of the trades internationally. Do you want a job or a career? Ironworkers offer full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009 National Gold winners of excellence in park districts. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Check out your park district, your senior centers, libraries, and to improve your voice, Toastmasters International. Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA, AHTax at Ameritech.net. Ah, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, releases toxins into the body. I have the solution. It's an inside out job. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. See, because it's of a spring chicken and eggs. Log on, enamm.com. Edith Nam, an author extraordinaire. Get her book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your lifeline. Are you TNT? Well, you can't be an unsung hero. Quietly making a difference in people's lives. If you're angry, if you're doing it, then stop it. Embrace positive, powerful energy that will make a difference in you. And you'll look younger. Come on. Looks do matter. America is just obsessed with looking young. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Did you have enough money last month to pay all your bills? I'm not going to go into detail. If you truly want to be your own boss, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding. There is a way. And age has nothing to do with it. I don't care if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a retiree. Retire. Don't retire your passion in life. When you're the CEO of your own company, it's a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. And this offers you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. Can you believe in yourself? It's your choice. You know how to reach me. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. The principal and the prankster. Sherman, a North High School principal in Kansas, was on the verge of tears. Oh, he was asked to hold an empty bucket. He thought this was a senior prank in the bucket. Students started dropping pieces of paper. 100 messages later, one note said, "Thank you for the shirt you gave me when I didn't have clothes." Seniors were to write notes to tell the principal what he meant to them. Well, the principal confessed he got a bit teary. He thought, man, this is better than a paycheck, he said in a CNN interview. This is why I do the things that I do. The thing I like about you, Mr. Principal, is that you're always so happy and positive and simply, I want you to know that you are loved. And how about the pizza man? Sticky notes turns people into superheroes. It's easy to be hypnotized by the hundreds of bright sticky notes on the walls of Rosa Fresh Pizza, especially when you start reading them. You're worthy of more than a slice. An orange one says, make pizza, not war, as a yellow. A sheet of white paper stands out. I just want to thank everyone that donated to Rosa's. It gave me a place to eat every day and the opportunity to get back on my feet. I start a new job tomorrow. The message wall at Rosa started, this is in Philadelphia, a few months after Mason opened the pizzeria in December 2, 2013, a customer read that we serve a lot of homeless people. And he asked if he could buy a slice for the next one who came in. He says, okay, I took his dollar, wrote a note to remind myself that there was a slice outstanding and stuck it on the wall. Other diners followed suit, and within a week, 24 sticky notes were hanging up. When the number hit 500, Mason started keeping track of the slices at the register. But the wall had already taken on a life of its own. Today, It's a communal board where people post notes of things given and received. He estimates that Rosa has doled out more than 18,000 free slices in just over a year. Homeless customers offer to sweep up and take out the trash to thank me, he says. You know, I've hired 3 employees through shelters. They're hard workers looking for a chance. And that's who I want here. Are you an unsung hero? Do you have a story? How about the patriotic pianist? Judy, out of Oregon. Her days at the VA lifts spirits, vet spirits, and pay loving tribute to her father. It's Tuesday, 9 a.m., dressed in an authentic World War II Army uniform and with her hair coiled in the 1940s era Liberty Roll, Judy sits at a baby grand piano in the lobby of the Veterans Administration Hospital in Oregon. She begins with songs from the 5 military branches and then turns to smile as the patients waiting for their appointments. Yo, any requests? For 12 years, she volunteered. She plays patriotic tunes and American classics. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a favorite, while wearing her late father's ribbons and patches on her jacket. He was in the Army Air Corps and in World War II. And though he didn't talk a lot about himself, she knew he was proud of his service. And then in 2001, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And shortly after that, she began volunteering. Can you be an unsung hero? Why don't you email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Tell me, can you? Do you have a simple way of giving back that makes your heart sing? High achievers, how do you conquer one of the last frontiers, 7 years of practice? A solid partnership and crazy glue. Sleeping 1,000 feet in the air was not new to Tommy. He was used to the extreme shifts in temperature, the bone-rattling 70-mile-per-hour winds and being strapped into a bed. Gunfire. He was kidnapped by Islamic militants. There isn't much time. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Are you an unsung hero? How have you contributed to life? The principal and the prankster. The birder. By the way, I extrapolated this from the July and August 2015 Reader's Digest. I just love reading about people who bring some laughter, some joy into the lives of others. I'm challenging you. How do you give back? What can you contribute not only to your life, to your family, but be a visionary and very quietly the difference in people's lives? Until Tuesday, you're listening to Live with Kathy, and the topic is the lure of travel. Au revoir.